All right, I mentioned that the name of the song is Beautifully Broken. What is the name of the movie on which it is featured? The name of the movie, same title, Beautifully Broken. All right, yes indeed. Wow, what a powerful thing too. Let me ask you this about Miss C.C. Winans. I mentioned to you that she's the best-selling female gospel artist of all times as of 2015. How many Grammy Awards has she won? None? Or any? If any, how many? Has C.C. Winans won any Grammy Awards? If she has, how many? All right. You know, I'm going to have to give you the answer to that before we leave. And I will. All right. But for the meantime, let's get back to business. Black business. By the way, you notice that all of these tips that I'm sharing are tips that can be put into play by anyone, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of gender, regardless of age. You're running a business, you want to go into management, you want a good job. But especially those of you who are running the business, this is especially for you. What about this one? Best business practices. Whether you own your own business or whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, your business practices need to be on point. Now, what is one of the things that you would say would also be important in getting customers in and then keeping them encouraged to keep coming back, whether they're coming to the store, into a store, whether they're ordering online? What do you suppose is another element, another component of business success that gets people to come, keeps them coming? I'll give you a clue. You'll see tags on items. Yes, there you go. You can see it on jewelry items. I used to really enjoy the retail establishments where I worked. I had a ball. It was a great experience for me. And at one point working in a jewelry department, and this was years and years and years ago, but, you know, we'd have to change the price tags when there was a sale, when the sale went off, etc. So pricing, there we go. Pricing is important, and it should be consistent. It shouldn't be changing from month to month. The pricing shouldn't be changing from person to person. Everyone should have the same price for the same services, the same product. It shouldn't change based on how you feel about a person, or your customers will feel like you're making up your prices as you go along. Not a good idea. So make sure you are on point with regards to your pricing. What about your time? All right. When I say time, of course, you need to be punctual, and especially when it comes to opening and closing your business. Ladies and gentlemen, if your sign says you open up at 8 a.m., you need to be opening at 8 a.m., not 8:15, not 8:10. If your business is supposed to be opening at 8 a.m., you need to be opening at 8 a.m. You need to make sure, with regards to time, that if people know, customers and potential customers who have walked by, seen your store, and looked at the sign indicating your store hours, they know which days of the week, they know which times of the day your store is scheduled to be open. You can't be having your store closed up several days a week, 1 or 2 weeks out of the month, and just closed up. You can't do that. You need to be, oh yes, I've seen it. I have seen that happen. No, when your store should be open, your store should be open. Customer service. All deliverables to clients should be turned in on time or early. You need to be making sure that you treat your customers with respect even if you don't, you're not convinced that they're right. Work quickly to adequately resolve any situations that come up. And again, part of customer service. You have a phone in your establishment. When you answer that phone, make sure you answer it professionally. And make sure that anyone who may be working under your authority understands that they are to answer the phone professionally. Speak to the customers, potential customers, whoever they are, professionally. Then you need to make sure that you are a legal business. Last thing you want to do is to work hard to build your business only to find out that you're not properly licensed or you don't have the right corporate structure or permits that are needed to continue. And then finally, office space. Whether it's a home office, literally an office located in your home or located in another building, it should look professional and inviting. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's at home, remember curb appeal. It needs to look, the property needs to look inviting before the person gets out of the car. They're going to see your yard. That needs to be in tip-top shape. They go into your home to get to your home office. Don't assume that the only room they'll see is the office. For one reason or another, they may see some other part of the house. The whole house needs to be in good shape, but especially the home office, where you know you'll be talking business. Half-eaten food shouldn't be sitting out on countertops. Music shouldn't be so loud that customers have to yell to speak with you. Employees shouldn't be making inappropriate comments to customers. So you begin to get the picture. Yes, this is all about doing what is right and doing what is right with excellence. That's how you build a better business. All right, so how many Grammy Awards SEC Winans won? None? And if she has won any, how many? The answer is 12. CC Winans, 12 Grammy Awards to her credit. This is, again, the song from the movie of the same title, Beautifully Broken. Yes, life can be tough. It can take us through changes. But if we respond the right way, oh, we can be made whole in beautiful ways. Keep that in mind as you think about how you can be made whole, how you may be able to help someone else who has been broken be made whole. What a beautiful way to let some of life's best moments come through you.